She used it Tuesday, not just morning, but in the afternoon and evening. We have free time trying to get through the Chazara questions. Let's begin. Again, I want to begin with thanking Nate again for typing up the questions.
Recording in progress.
Very appreciative to you. Let's begin. Number one. What does the Mishnah say at that base? Can't get any clearer than that. Mishnah presents three shittas in the event that a man wants to divorce his wife, and the man lives in Medina Siam, and the woman lives in Eretz Yisrael. He appoints a shliach to deliver the get to the woman. According to the Tanakhama, he must say, before he delivers the get to the woman, he said, before me was written, before me was signed. Reb Gamliel says, not just if it's what, Medina Siam, far off, even if it's considered to be from Rechem and Cheger, which we called smuchim, cities that are smuchim. And then Rabbi Eliezer is even more mocking that even cities that are muvlos. Remember I wrote on the board with the border that the cities swallowed up on three sides, it's bordering Eretz Yisrael. Even those cities are below. It says you need a fun and nectum, fun and nectum. Then the Mishnah continued with the Rabbanan Basroi, which is called the Chachamim. And the Chachamim said not only do you have to save a fun and nectum in the case of Navy, but you also must say it in the case of what? Of Molech, when you take a get from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzlords. And then lastly, the Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying that even from East Berlin to West Berlin, Hegmoni la Hegmoni, you have to say it. And Rabbi Yehuda says from Rechem to the Mizrach, from Rechem for a further east you need, Ashkelon la Darom, Ashkelon southward, and Akko la Tzafon. And the west side is not mentioned, Rashi says, because the Mediterranean is the west side. And then Rameir concludes that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. And then the Mishnah finally concludes, if a guy delivers a get from Yishalayim to Haifa, or vice versa, in all in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say B'fan Echem HaNechtav. However, in Yishalav Orin, if there are protesters, Yiskayim B'chosamav. What does Yiskayim B'chosamav mean? You need to verify the signatures. Excellent. Okay, that's number one. Number two, what is a Shliach La'olacha? A Shliach La'olacha is a Shliach L'maisa that is sent by the husband to deliver a get to a woman. That's a shliach la'olacha. Shliach la'olacha, Rashi's Masbir, very simply, that is the shliach that represents the husband in the delivery of the get. That's number two. Number three, what is a shliach la'kabbalah? Shliach la'kabbalah is the shliach that is appointed by the woman to receive the get on her behalf, and she is divorced the second that the shliach kabbalah gets it. The woman didn't get it yet, but the shliach la'kabbalah is a point that we said many times nowadays in Gittin, that there might be a lot of fighting between the man and woman, and they don't even want to see one another at the time and then the seat as a get. So each one appoints a shliach, and the get is done in that manner. Okay? If they're amiable, then it's obviously better to have the get given from the man directly to the woman. But if it's a very, very difficult situation, then you have this concept. That is number three. Number four, what is a shliach lahava? This is the Rambam writes that there's a third type of shliach, not as popular as the other two. And a shliach lahava means, a shliach literally means bringing. Basically what it is a corner of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a shliach la'kabbalah al tanai, meaning that the get is given to the shliach kabbalah who's representing the woman, but there's a condition that it should not be a good get until it's actually physically delivered to the actual woman. Didn't we say a shliach kabbalah, she's divorced from the time the shliach la'kabbalah gets it? Usher, what are we saying? There's a tanai put in that what? That the get is not chal, Jonathan, writing down all the questions down, that the get is not chal until she physically gets it herself. That is a shliach lava, and that is what the Rambam writes, Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay? So the Rambam writes it.
So when it gets in the first one, shliach lava, once the shliach touches the get, then it counts?
No. What is a shliach lava? Right, shliach represents the husband. So the shliach has to deliver it to the woman.
Right.
Shliach Kabbalah is representing the woman. Once the shliach Kabbalah gets it, she's divorced. Shliach Lahava is the shliach Lahava getting it al tanai, that it's not a get until she physically receives it. Okay, you guys got to know everything here. Okay? That is number four. Five. What is the Machlegis Rabba Rava regarding why we say B'fanenecht? The Gemara says, my timing. So why is the shliach that delivers the get from Nina Siam have to say before me is written, before me was signed? Rabba says because people are not experts in Lishma. People are not aware of their halacha that the get has to be written Lishma. And therefore there's a need that the shliach says B'fanenecht to verify it was written and signed Lishma. We just mentioned yesterday in Shir that according to Rabbi Elazar the Tana, you need the Ksiva Lishma. And according to Rabbi Meir the Tana, you need what? You need what Lishma? What do we say according to Mary the Tani yesterday in Shir? Not the Ksiva Lishma, but the what? The Chesimus Lishma. Correct. And then we had a Machlegs where Meir, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Abaye, and what daf, Peivav and Beis, rather than the Sinef, they even be Lishma. Rabbi Yirmiyah said yes, Abaye said no. That answers number five. Six.
What's Rava's opinion?
Would you? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. What is Rava's daya? Rava is that we're afraid the signatures are fake. They're forged. And therefore, we need to verify them. And we need to make sure they're authentic. And what is called the institution of Kiyum Shtaris, verification of documents. And therefore, Lamaisa, we need to make sure that they're real and not forged. Okay, that's number five. Six. What is the din of a Shlich LaKabbalah? B'fanei Nechav, B'fanei Nechav. Wow. Let's say the husband lives in Bendina Seyam. He lives in, he lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And the woman, Lamaisa, lives in Yerushalayim. But the Shliach LaKabbalah, the woman appoints, is in New York. So the Shliach LaKabbalah received the get in New York. She's divorced from that moment. But when the Shliach LaKabbalah goes to deliver the get to the woman in Eretz Yisrael, is there a need to say for the Shliach LaKabbalah? Everyone got this? Is there a need to say for the Shliach LaKabbalah, B'fanei Nechtav u B'fanei Nechtam? That's a fascinating question that we brought up. And the Ran says that he's, in his opinion, he believes the Shliach LaKabbalah does not need to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. That's what Rashi's driving at. Rashi stresses emphatically, a Shliach LaHolacha must say it. But a Shliach LaKabbalah Binyamin, he says the woman is already divorced. There is no chash, the husband is going to come and protest. And therefore, only when the husband gives it to Shliach LaHolacha, where the get is still Bershus the Baal, and he hasn't yet finished the Gerushin, but when he gives it to a Shliach LaKabbalah, it's already done, he's already decided, and therefore we're not chayshish. And even if you develop a situation, we said, even if you develop a situation where the Baal would give it to a Shliach LaKabbalah and the get should only be chal 3 days later, yes, once he gives it to a Shliach LaKabbalah, once he does a Maisa Gerishin, guys, we are not chayshish anymore that the Baal is going to be ma'arer, even though the get's not chal, but he's given over as a Maisa. He has done a Maisa Gerishin, and that Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa, has been done, even though it's not chal. Remember we always distinguish between a Maisa and a Chalos? The action was given over, but it might be chal 30 days later. I don't care. Once the husband has done the maisa, we're not chayshish, she's going to be ma'orer. Now, if he doesn't comes in ma'orer in a chanami, you'll need kiyum. In chanami, you will need kiyum. Allah l'maisa, we said. So please get that. This is what the chiddush of the Ran was to make a beautiful diuk in Rashi, l'maisa. That answers what? That answers number six, seven. How does this din of a funny necht of l'gab l'shliya kabbalah connected with the Machlokas, the Rivosh, and the Ramah? The Ramah with the Hay is Rameir Alevi, with the Hay, and the Ramah with an Alev is Rameir Israelis, the Ramah. Make sure we know how to pronounce it properly. The Ramah is a Rishon, the Ramah. Rameir Alevi wrote the Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin and in Baba Basra. Sometimes he's quoted other Rishonim, like other Masechtas, like here. What's the Machlokas? What's the din in a case where a Shliach gives a get to a woman? He was supposed to say b'fanei nechtav, and he didn't say it. And the husband dies. Can he say b'fanei nechtav anymore? Because once the husband dies, the shlichus goes up in smoke. So the opinion of the Rivash is that once the shliach gave the get, he didn't say b'fanei nechtav, he's got to take it back from her, Lamaisa, and say b'fanei nechtav again. Taisus Rid says the same thing on Hamid Beis. The problem is that he's no longer a shliach, because he gave it already, and the guy died. So he can't take it back. It's too late already. So in that case, according to the Rivash, the get would be what? The get would be puzzle. Because the only time we believe someone to say b'fanei nechtav is a shliach. But if you're no longer a shliach, then what? Then you're not believed to say b'fanei nechtav. Whose sheet is that? That's the Ran. Once the get's given already, you're done. You're no longer a shliach. So therefore, you're not believed to say b'fanei nechtav. However, the Ramah argues. The Ramah says you don't have to take it back from her, and it's enough for you to say b'fanei nechtav in front of Eidei Mesira. Now, if the Eidei Mesira are not in front of us, then you have to take it back from her and say b'fanei nechtav, re-give it to her again. But according to the Yad Ramah, if the Eidim Mesira are there, you don't have to retake it back from them. Meaning, according to the Yad Ramah, you can envision a case where you can say B'fanei Nechtav, even though you're no longer a Shliach anymore. You follow me? So if you hold like that, then maybe what? Maybe you could say a Shliach LaKabbalah would have to say what? B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So this issue as to whether Shliach LaKabbalah says B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, is totally in this machlokes between the Rivash and the Yad Ramah. According to the Rivash, once you're done your shlichus, you're done. You cannot say b'fanei nechtav anymore. According to the Yad Ramah, you still can. Okay, Jonathan, you got this? What was your kasha real quick?
It's fine.
You got it? Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
But
the situation was where the shliach was supposed to say b'fanei nechtav, yes?
Right.
And he gave it to the woman, he didn't say it. And then the husband died. So he can't retake it back and give it to her again. So it's bad. It's pasul in that case. It's pasul in Rabbanan, according to the Rivash. And the Yad Ramah says, Lamaisa, not necessarily. Because according to the Yad Ramah, you can still say b'fanei nechtav even though you're no longer a shliach. Why are you no longer a shliach? Because you gave it to her, and plus the fact the guy's dead. So you don't have an option to retake it. As long as they had a Messiah there, just say it in front of them. So I'm saying this Nakuda is to weather. The Ran is right in his diuk, whether Shliach Kabbalah does not have to say, is telling this machlaik is the Rivash. He's holding like the Rivash. The Yad Ramah would argue. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
The Yad Ramah would argue on this. Yes, Jonathan.
Is the Nafkamina whether she would be able to marry a Kohen or not?
Whether she any gets that's possible mid Rabbanon, Lamais, it's possible mid Rabbanon, Minatari, she still would not be able to marry a Kohen. That's correct. Any get that's possible mid Rabbanon, Minatari, it's kosher. So she's deemed as a grusha min atayr. So she cannot marry a kohen. Okay?
Even if she was just
any get that's possible in Rabban, it means min atayr, the get is get. She's possible to marry a kohen. Okay.
No, I'm saying no get involved. If she, God forbid.
Well, the get is good, we said. Hatakanas chachamim is b'fanei nechtav. The get is good min atayr. Min Rabban, it's possible. You must know this.
No, I'm asking separately. If the woman was just stam, a widow, nothing to do with a get, would she be able to marry a Kohen?
In what case? Was she given a get or not?
No.
No, of course not. She's a widow. A widow can marry a Kohen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, just not a divorcee.
Only a divorcee is also with a Kohen, not on a widow. A widow is only also with a Kohen Gadol. Okay? Kohen Gadol must marry a Besug. Okay? We got this? Okay, Viter. What number? We are at number what? That was 7, 8. What did we say on the Lashon of Amevi? What does Amevi mean? First word of the Masechta. So the Tosha Shan says, maybe it's a Lashon B'dieved. Like the beginning of Sota. Does anyone know the beginning of Sota? What's the first word in Sota? Binyamin Berman. Any of the Binyamin, any computers that are distracting, guys, take out a notebook, okay? If you're putting it in your computer, I understand, but it's distracting. Let's get rid of it and use a notebook. What does it say in the beginning of Sota? Hamakane. Hamakane. What's Makane? A husband that's married does Kinui. We don't want a husband to do Kinui and warn his wife not to have yichud with Mr. X. The Lashon is a Lashon B'dieved. It's a Lashon B'dieved. What do you mean a B'dieved? Because we learned the last off in the Masechta. We don't want a man to divorce his wife. The three Shittas we'll talk about when we get to there, God willing, if we get to it. But Lamaisa, we don't look for Gerushin. Lamaisa is a terrible thing. It's a very sad thing. So it's how maybe it's a Lashon B'dieved. That's what the Taisha Shantz writes. And then we pointed out that the Yad David writes, he didn't like that. There are situations where what we force a guy to divorce a wife. A guy's abusing his wife. Guy's a bad guy. In that situation, it's a good thing to get divorced. Trying to save the woman. So he has a different shot. He says the time of the mission was referring to something. What was it referring to? It was referring to the get mentioned somewhere else. Where is that get mentioned? In the beginning of Kedushin. In the beginning of Kedushin says, you could terminate a marriage in one of two ways. Either with the death of the husband or the get. So the Mishnah in the beginning of getting is commenting on the get that's mentioned in the beginning of Kedushin. Interesting. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. And that works. According to what? According to the Rishonim, they have Meseches Gittin after Meseches what? Kedushin, which was against the Rambam. The Rambam has Meseches Gittin before Meseches Kedushin. Okay, that was the second Nakuda we mentioned. Number three, we said it's a bit strange. Why would the Masechta begin with these technicalities of a Shliach delivering a get from Medina Sayam? Why can't you just go straight to the Dinim of Gittin? So the Chassam Sofer said, because this is a Din D'Rabbanan, and Dinim D'Rabbanan are very, very chaviv to us. Says the Chassam Sofer. They're very, very chaviv to us. They're endeared to us. All dinim are endeared to us. We love the Torah. But especially Torah Shabbal Peh, which are dinim d'Rabbanan, a lot of them, they are more endeared to us. And that's why the Masechta began with that. And then we had a fourth nekuda, and that is that the Chassam Sofer said the Gemasichta did not want to go right to the heart and core of the dinim, because it's Peronis. We don't want to start with Peronis. Peronusa, you know, calamity. A divorce is a very sad thing, especially if there are children. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Can hurt children, we know. But I have good friends that are mine that were children of divorced couples, and they're great people. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And people can rise over the challenge, but it's definitely a challenge.
What was the third nekuda?
There are four nekudas, Jonathan, okay? But the fourth nekuda is that Lamaisa, if they're divorcing because of argument or finding her of his daughter, therefore we want to start the Masichta with a technicality, but it's not really a technicality. What is the technicality? What are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? Because we don't want the woman to be stuck as a what? As an aguna. So really, you're starting the Masichta with a get in a good way. There are a lot of getting given for good ways. You don't want her to be stuck as a yibum or a guna. So the four nekudas, Jonathan, are the following. Number one, the Lashon Mevev is a Lashon B'dieved. That's the Taisha Shantz. Number two is that Amevi is going on the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, the get that terminates a regular marriage. That's why it says Amevi. The third Nakuda is that what? Is that we're starting with the Din de Rabban Amevi because Dinim de Barachaviv, not going to the Hardcore and Gittin. Number four is the reason why we didn't go to Hardcore again, we don't want to start with Paranusa because they're getting divorced because of an argument or a Matzah Merav Estover. We want to go with a positive case of get Meir, which is what? That you won't be stuck as an Aguna. She won't be stuck as a Naguna. That answers which one? That answers number eight, nine. What did we say on, what did Taisa say on the Lashon of a get? So Taisa said that even though other shtaros are also called get, sometimes it means even get means a get mumo, financial document, but Lamaisa, most of the time it's referring to a divorce between a man and a woman, not financial. And therefore, it doesn't have to say get Isha. Get is enough, because most times get is mentioned, it's referring to a get Isha. And then Taisa says, very, very interestingly, Taisa says the following. Taisa says that a get is 12 lines. Taisa writes a get is 12 lines. And he says that the reason why we have this minig is Rabbi Natam says get in Gematria is 12. That was Rabbi Natam's theory. And the Ri's theory was, you heard from Rav Haigon and Rav Sajigon, that there are 12 lines, 4 plus 4 plus 4, higher mathematics, even I can figure that out. 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12. There are four lines between Bamidbar and Sefer Bamidbar and Sefer Shmos. There are four lines between Sefer Shmos and Sefer Yikra. And there are four lines between Sefer Yikra and Sefer Bamidbar. But there's also four lines between Sefer what Bamidbar and Sefer Dvarim. 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 16. What's going on here? So Taisa says we ignore the four lines between Bamidbar and Varim, and a get is corresponding to those because it means a break, a space. Why don't you count Bamidbar and Varim? Because Varim is a chazar of all the dinim that we've had already. What do you mean? There are many dinim in Sefer Dvarim, we said, that are not mentioned before the Torah. Says the Ramban in his Akhtama to Sefer Dvarim, they were mentioned Baal Peh by Moshe Rabbeinu already to us, in Arvos Moav, in the plains of Moav. They were written for the first time in Sefer Dvarim, but we were aware of them already. And therefore, this is the notion of separating Lamaisa, and the notion being is that a get is obviously a separation. We also added on, very interestingly, from the Stipler, the Kilis Yaakov, the Stipler is the Kilis Yaakov, but there's also Kilis Yaakov was in the 1700s, or the Riyal Ghazi, I believe, and the Vilna Gaon say, there's nowhere in Tanakh where a Gimel and a Tet are together, which shows that it's a sign of what? Of separation and breaking off. That's why a star is called what? Between a man and a woman, the separation is called a what? A get. The Shulta Giburim quote in the Mordechai said it was a stone. Remember a stone in the islands? And that stone would what? It was such a sharp stone, it would cut the other stones with it. So it means cutting. That's what we point out. And we said that the kesher between the beginning of the Taisus and the second part of Taisus is that Lamaisa, we have a minig to write 12 lines. That's why it's stam get. Is called a get isha because it didn't star moment is not 12 lines, so we refer to a stam get. It's a get isha because it's 12 lines. That makes it special. And we said, is it the chicken or the egg? What do you mean? Is it the chicken or the egg? We said it's a machlekes in the Gedolei Achronim. The Marsha's writing says because we write 12 lines, that's why it's called a get. That's what the Taisus Yontif says that comes from Tishbi. But then the Taisus Yontif argues on the Marsha and he says pamfakir. He says because it's called a get, we write 12 lines. Maram Shif seems to learn like that too. That because it's called a get, we write 12 lines. That's what I mean by the chicken and the egg. But I want you to know this, Machlekes and Achronim, the Gedolei Achronim, what it's all about. It's an interesting concept. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So we have that lashon. We have that lashon of why it's what. What is the lashon of a get? That's 9. 10.
Rebbe.
Yes.
There's also the commentary from the Mordechai, which says that because you have to have one line between every parsha anyway, you can count it as 3 times 4.
Yes, yes, we had that pshat too. We did have that pshat as well. Let's mention that. Excellent. I did not include that, but he says, Lamaisa, the Anshe Shem, Chedushi Anshe Shem, on the Mordechai Osalev says that we only count the 3 lines, so if you count 3 lines, then you are including with Midbar and Varim, and that 3 times 4 would be 12, because you need a line anyway between every Parsha. Every Parsha you need anyway, Lamaisa, so you're really considering only the 3, because every Parsha Psuch has a line. That is correct. Excellent, Jonathan. Okay, what number are we at?
Ten.
That was number 9, 10. How many ways are they able to do Kiyum Shtaris? Kiyum Shtaris is the rabbinic institution to verify the documents. We said there were 5 ways in Choshen Mishpat, we said. 5. Number 1, the Eidim come in and testify that that's their own signatures. Not forged. It's authentic. Number 2, other Eidim come in and testify, we know those signatures of Reuven and Shimon, and those are authentic. Number 3, that the Beis Din themselves have a shtar in their documents in their cabinet, where the signatures are exactly the same as the shtar they're dealing with right now, so they can compare the signatures. That's called a shvah shtar. So Israel, you're getting it down? That's 3. What's 4? 4 is the Dayanim recognize the signatures on their own. They know it. And number 5, you take out a scratch piece of paper, you call in the Eidim and say, please write your signatures again. We look at that. It's not even a shtar. We compare it to the document we're looking at right now. I actually do that every time it's Besar Kedusha. I did it last night. I a lot of times I always have them practice their names, the Eidim, on a blank piece of paper for the Ksuba and the Tanoim, because I don't want them to mess up on the Ksuba. You know what I mean? Yes, Mayor.
What was the Rebbe doing 1 and 2 again?
Yeah, 1 is the Eidim themselves testify on their own signatures, and number 2 is other Eidim recognize the signatures. Those are the 5 ways quoted in Choshen Mishpat Simen Memvov. Okay, that's number.
Which one was number 4?
Number 4 is the Dayanim themselves recognize the signatures.
2 other ones, other witnesses.
Again, let's say it one more time. The Eidim themselves come in and testify. Other Eidim recognize that this is the Eidim's signatures. 3 is that the Dayanim compare stars. They had a star in their file cabinet that it looks like the signature is the one they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Number 4 is the Dayanim at this moment recognize the signatures themselves. And number 5 is they don't recognize it, but the Dayanim say, come on in to the Eidim. They take out a clean piece of paper and say, sign your name, and then they compare it. Even though that's not a document, but they're looking at it. Okay, that answers number 1. And Kiyum Shtaris is a rabbinic institution. Now that brings, that's 10, 11. What Rumi Medayek, I have a dash between the 2 yuds, I don't have, Nate did it, because when I write it down, I don't, yud is a Shem Hashem a lot of times in Sidurim, so I always put a dash. To yud and K, I put a dash. Okay. What were Midaik and Shitas Rashi and the Mishnah Gavi Kiyum Shtaris? So one of my Rebbeim, Harav Agon Yitzhak Goldberg Shlita, the great Goin, was a Rebbe 30 years in Shalbim. He was Midaik, I remember, when in Shir, in Shalbim, many, many years ago. But I saw later that Rosh Yeshiva said the same Diuk. I'll have to tell him, Bli Netter. I saw Rav Nachum Parchovich made the same Diuk. And there was another Rosh Yeshiva that said the Tuve Gittin, didn't he say it also? The Tuve Gittin said it, Lamaisa Poshup Shad. Yes, the Sefer Tiv Gittin, Rav Nachum Parchovich. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he discusses Kiyum Shtaris, only says the first 2 examples. Let's forget about the 4th and 5th, because those are not so common. But the 3rd one, why didn't he include? That's common. That the Dayanim took out a Shtar and compared it. Why did he not mention that? So Rav Yitzhak Goldberg Shlita wanted to be Mechadesh, along with Rav Nachum Parchovich and the Sefer Tiv Gittin, that there is a Shita that exists. Rav Shri Ragon is quoted in the Torah in Siman Samach Tes, and also Rabino Victor Cohen is also quoted by the Shach in Siman Mem Vav, and it's also a Mordechai who holds the same Shita, that when there is error, when there's a protesting of a Shtar, that there's a forgery, the requirement to do Kiyum Shtaris is no longer rabbinic, but it is what? It is biblical. It is midiraisa. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Yiskay Mechosanov, in Rashi's vision, Rashi holds like Rav Shriragon, Rabbeinu Avigdor, and the Mordechai, you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. Kiyum Min HaTorah binyomu will not be accomplished by number three. You require Edis. And the Edim either come in themselves and testify their signatures, or you have other Edim testifying these are the signatures. Mary, you follow me? The third case, the third track is not a D'Oraisa concept. It is only rabbinic. And when you require D'Oraisa concept, you need real Edis. So we're saying that we're Gobrishli is being Mechadesh, that Rashi holds like Rav Shiragon, Rabbi Avigdor Kohen, and the Mordechai.
Yeah.
Yes?
In that case, if Kiyum was already done using the other methods beforehand, and then the husband's Ma'ar afterwards,
would not be enough. You would need Kiyum in a
Torah. So you'd have to re-be Mekayim.
Seems that way. Seems that way, yeah. Especially in light of that, yeah, it seems that way. It's a good point what you're saying. There's Binyamin's asking if you got it already in the Kiyum de Rabbanan, and then the Yira comes after. I would imagine it shouldn't make a difference. I would imagine you would need the higher standard.
So
okay.
When would we ever be doing Kiyum only de Rabbanan?
When there's no Yira.
Why are we doing Kiyum then? There's no one being Meir.
A lot of times we require, we'll see in the Gemara. A lot of times we require, okay? Even though a star might be a star min HaTorah, but the Bais of Rabbanan, they instituted. They should always have the safeguard, okay? All right, but Labais, it's a good horror what you bring up. I would imagine you would need it. I would imagine you would need it. It would be a higher standard push-up shot, okay? That's what I would imagine. You know, we discussed in the Tyson Omid Beis, if it falls on the ground, that we had a situation that it falls on the ground, it's a reyes, and even if you had kiyum, remember we said? There's still the chashas that's forged. But that was a unique case because it fell on the ground. I would imagine you would need it, though, because it's like, you know, it's a big deal. If there's zero. Okay, that answers number what? 11, 12. What did Tosfos say in Dibra Maskum and Medina Seyam? So Tosfos says, very simply, he says he was bothered by why did the Mishnah say Medina Seyam? Why didn't say I maybe get Mechutzlarts? Like we find later on Dav Zion, it says you bring a get in a boat, it's Kechutzlarts, right? So what's the answer? Because chutzlarts implies any part of chutzlarts, even things that are what close by, even smuchos cities, and we want to try to convey a far off place. And Medina Seyam conveys that concept, like he points out in Yevamos, a woman that her husband went to Medina Seyam in a far off place, or a guy said, "I paid you back in front of X and Y," and they went to Medina Seyam. They went far off. Rekim and Cheger, where Rav Gamliel argues, are smuchos. So that's what Tosfos is trying to saying the Mishnah is trying to convey, and that's why I use the expression Medina Seyam, that you want to be masber far off places. Halacha lemaaseh, the Marsha actually said that he's arguing on Rashi because Rashi said Medina Seyam and Chutzlarts, and the Rashba and the Ran are also cholik on Rashi. They say Medina Seyam is a far off place. So we said that they're coming to actually argue on Rashi. Tosfos here and the Rashba and the Ran. We did say maybe the Ran does try to save Rashi. The Rashi also meant far off place, you know, to the west, in other words. That's what he meant. But that was the Ran trying to save Rashi. But the Pnei Shlomo was bothered by Tosfos because the Gemara in Daf Dalid says that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar actually, what, called Medina Sayam, Smuchos and Muvlos. So that's a little bit difficult, okay? Pnei Shlomo is very bothered with Tosfos because Tosfos says Medina Seyam is to convey what, Benji? A far off place. Well, the Gemara in Dalam and Beis, Dalam and Av says that Rav Gamliel says Smuchos need, Rav Elazar says Muvlos need, and it's still called Medina Seyam. So you have to keep that in mind. We responded that, you know, Tosfos is going within the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says Medina Seyam literally means far. Okay, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar say not that way. But the Tanakhama's approach was Medina Seyam a far off place. Are you with me? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. You're writing them all down? Okay, excellent. What number are we at? That's number 12, 13. Yes? Binyamin, very quickly.
The answer is such a good answer and it seems so positive. I don't understand the kasha itself.
No, I don't know. It could be that it's uniform. Maybe we'll appreciate it more when we get to Dalam and Aleph, God willing. Okay, but let's think about that. You'll remind me when we get to Dalam and Aleph. But I think that's what it's not so positive. Usually, you want to be symmetrical in the way they use words, but. Here we're saying the time we're arguing how to use the words. Okay, that's 12. 13. What does Tosfos say in Dirmask? Afa maybe Merekim. Nate, you with me? So, if a get is being delivered from the city of Rekim, that certainly implies that Jews lived in Rekim. That there are couples there and they're getting divorced, unfortunately. Problem is that we're learning in the Seches Nid in the Koil. Actually, this daf was before the limud started, Jonathan, on daf involvement base. But if you find stains that come from the city of Rechem, the Tanakhama says they're Tahora, because there is no din nida by a goy. And Reb Yudah says they're Tame because we assume that they were Gerim, the Kusim lived there, and they went off the Derech. But they still are Jewish. And the Kash is from the Tanakhama. If the stains are Tahora, that implies they're only Goyim that lived there. It says Kol Haksamim, all. So, I mean, which is it? Our Mishnah implies Jews live there, and the Mishnah Nina implies Goyim live there.
Right, could have said Rose.
So it's a Stirut. Oh, so Lomais, that's Taisus Kashas. Taisus Teretz is that the bottom line is that even according to the Tanakhama, there were Jews that lived there, but the stains that are found in the streets is displayed a lack of sneas, that Lomais, the non-Jews do. And that's why the stains found in the street are Tahora, but doesn't mean that Jews did not live there. The Jews that lived there had stains, but they hid them away. That's the Tanakhama. And Reb Yudah was of the opinion, no, that he believed the Jews also strayed off, and they were also not sneis. And it's a machlokas, basically, were the Jews there tsanu or not? Now, we always said we shy away from machlokas and facts, so you'll have to ask a sociologist. Well, they will say 50% lamaisa of the Jews are Sanua. Does that deem them all Sanua, or do you need 51%? Like we said, the Masora from our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, that's how you never can have a Machlokes and Metzius. You have to lumnicize it. There's a Machlokes in the Amoraim, whether oxen are tame. Go ask a zoologist, he asked us. The answer is they'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame, or do you need 51%? It's Machlokes Tanoim, whether Orez, rice, is Dagan. Does Orez ferment or not? Is it Chometz? Go to the chemistry lab and just do an experiment. Well, the question is how to interpret the results. 50% of the time it might ferment, so do you deem it all the time? You say not that way. That's exactly the machlekes you'll have to say here. And we added on that Rashi, there's a lot we added on here, but we're in Chazar, and Rashi and Baba Kama, Dir Maskalam Chazmei, said Rechem was a city rov goyim, and the ksamim from there are Tahorim because called the parish Meruva parish. The Dark David or Shmuel and Shidas David asked, what kind of Raya of Taisa? There are no Jews. Maybe there were Jews who lived there, but Rover are going. The answer is the Tanakhama Rav Yudah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is Chosh Lemuta. Problem with that is, Rav Meir is only Chosh Lemuta by Rubid Elesa Kaman. This is a Rubid Isa Kaman. So Lomaisa, that's what we suggested. The Pshat is that that Kaven the Stoma Kisman Tahirim means even the ones that are taken from the Makam Kfiyas. I mean, even the ones that are taken from one house in Rechem, we don't know which house. It's Kavua. We don't go Basar Rov. So the bottom line is that Jews lived there. The Machlaikis was, and even if they were Kusim or Geri Emes. Remember we said there's a big Machlaikis? You remember what we said about Kusim? What do we say about the Kusim? Whether they're Geri Emes or Geri Arayas. What's Arayas mean? Not Ayin, with an Aleph. Lions ran after them. And they converted because they were afraid. So if you hold Geri Emes saying they're good Geri, if you hold Geri Arayas saying they're bad, so Rashi learns some Achleis and Lumdis and Yevamis on Chavdalim base. If you convert out of fear, is that a good Geris? One Shita says yes, Geri Emes. The other Shita Geri Arayas says no. Right? Later on, though, we found them bowing down to an image of a dove. So even if you hold Geri Emes saying they were thrown out of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says in Chulin, we learned that. This is a Achleis earlier. Now, Tosis and Chulin Dalmes is this historical machlekes. That you can have. You cannot have machlekes in facts. We can have historical. What does Geri Emes Hain mean? That they reconverted again. Geri Arayas Hain says they never reconverted again. That's a different way to be mazal machlekes to them. You got to know that between Rashi and Tosis. Okay? That machlekes in Shas, Geri Emes, Geri Arayas, and how do you touch that machlekes? Rashi says a machlekes in Lumdis, a Geris out of concern, of fear. Is that a good Geris? Tosis says, did they historically reconvert again? They definitely converted originally because of fear, but did they reconvert again sincerely or not? Geri Emes Hain says they did. Geri Arayas says they did not. Okay? Fine. That answers, you had a question, Jonathan, real quick.
Yeah, so the Geris out of fear wouldn't be Chal, though.
Correct, according to that sheet. According to Geri Emes Hain, it would. Depends who you learn, like Rashi or Tosis. Right. Rashi holds it is good. Okay. So Machlokes Rashi Tosis within that sheet. That's a machlekes. Again, there's a machlekes in Shas. Geri Emes, Geri Arayas. And how do you touch that machlekes? Rashi says a machlekes in Lumdis. Out of fear is it good? Tosis says the machlekes historically did they reconvert again? That answers which one? 13, 14. What do we say on Tazdir Maskam Mikfar Ludim Lalud? So, Rabbi Lazar wanted to give an example of swallowed up cities. On three sides, it's Eretz Yisrael, but it's Chutzlarts. On three of its walls, on inside are Eretz Yisrael, but it's Chutzlarts, swallowed up. Remember how we drew that? Does everyone remember how we drew that with Lowe's? You know, I'm not such a great artist, but even that, I think I conveyed that clearly. No? Remember that picture? Right? This is Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Yeah, remember we drew that? And this is Chutzlarts, right? This is Medina Sayyam, right? Actually, let's just say it's Chutzlarts, okay, because it's close. On three walls, three sides, it's Eretz Yisrael. Still, it's considered to be Chutzlarts, okay? But this expression was given by Rabbi Lazar Mikfar Ludim Lud. How did Kfar Ludim come about, says Tosis? It came about as an outgrowth of Bnei Lud. That's a lot of times it happens. Hartford, West Hartford. We know there are cities all over America that are what? Suburbs of the main city. Okay, that's one example. So he says, you think they're so close together, you wouldn't need to say b'fanei nechad. Not true. It's not considered Lud itself. That's Hushita, the Re. And then Rabbeinu Meir said, no. What was the hometown of Rabbi Elazar? Lud. Follow after Rabbi Eliezer Lud, we said. Yeah? So the Re said, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's more of a reason why what? Why should you mention that? You shouldn't have mentioned Kfar Lud Malud. Remember this, the only destination that's mentioned in the Mishnah? He said this shouldn't be mentioned. Just like the Tana didn't say, Mimidina Siam, Leretz Yisrael. Everyone knows the Tanaim lived where? Where did the Tanaim live? Who wrote the Mishnah? They lived in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to say, maybe get me in Siam, Leretz Yisrael. So too. So what if Rabbi Loz's hometown was what? Lud. That should be more of a reason you don't need to mention it. So the Rabbeinu Meir asks on the Rabbeinu Meir. How could that be? So remember how we answered it according to the Pnei Yoshua? We said, no, that's the Chiddush. Even though they were what? Even though it was his hometown. And he said, Shurim over there all the time. And they were so close together, the two cities. Kamashman, still you need a funny neftov. That's good for the reason. That Lamaisa, because it was what? Because it was so famous and it was known, maybe you would have thought you don't need it. Kamashman, you need to say it. Okay, 15. What is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam on the Tosfos Dir Maskav Ashkelon? So, Rabbeinu Tam is very bothered by, we find Psukim and Yoshua and Shoftim, Binyamin, let's get this, that say Ashkelon is part of what? Part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah presents it part of Chutzlarts. Very problematic. So Rabbeinu Tam develops this theory, let's get it guys, that the Ole Bavel did not capture it, and therefore, it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, are Ole Bavel. And since Lamaisa, Ole Bavel, did not capture it, it's deemed as being Chutzlarts. Because Tam and Chamim were not living there, they were not about to didn't Kvuim there, Lamaisa. And that's the usual quote of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way the Tosfos Rosh and the Ritva say it. But the Rashba does say Ole Bavel alone. He doesn't mention that notion of having Tamina Chamim and a network of, you know, traveling back and forth that people recognize signatures. And then the Rabbeinu Tam continues saying, Rekim and Cheger, it's Masher from the Mishnah, it's Chutzar, look at Yoshua, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. And we know that they captured it, Ole Bavel. So he comes up with a Chiddush that there are two Rekim and Chegers. The Rekim and Cheger, Lamaisa, Rekim and Cheger, there's the one that Avram had, which he lived, and he was in Eretz Yisrael, Avram and Maisa. Avram and Yitzchak lived there. Right? Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael, we know. And Lamaisa, that's the ones in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rekim the Cheger, Lamaisa, and the one in Aramishna, Lamaisa, is talking about the one in what? The one in Chutzlarts. Okay, that was in the east. And then Rabbeinu Tam continues and says, we've taken care of Ashkelon. We've taken care of what else? Rekim the Cheger. And then he says, last we need to take care of Akko. And he says, Akko, I want you to know something. I'm stuck. Why am I stuck? Because the Ole Bavel did capture Akko. So why on earth is Akko considered Chutzlarts? So he comes up with a razzle-dazzle teretz that half of Akko is in Eretz Yisrael and half of Akko is Chutzlarts. That's Rabbeinu Tam, lock, stock, and barrel. Okay? We got it? Quotes Yerushalmi like that. And he proves it, Lamaisa, from the Gemara Lamaisa. He proves it from the Gemara Maseches Gittin later on in our Masechta about the case, and I involve him in Beis. And he says that Lamaisa, half of Akko is Yitzro, half is Chutz Lartz. When you get to Akko about the Tanai, you get to their Yitzro side first, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that's the theory of who? Rabbeinu Tam. That answers number what? Number 15, 16. What is the sheet of the Re on Tezidir Maskava Ashkelon? So the Re had a few kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, he said that the story with Rabbi Law, the Rabbi Law said that Kfar Sisoy is swallowed up in the borders, like I wrote on the board, it's closer to Sipoiri than Akko. And we know that Sipoiri doesn't have to say. So why should what? Well, who cares that Akko Lamaisa Mabekach? Akko is better because even though it's what? He says, oh, it's closer, so you know what? It should be what? That was the Gemara story. Kfar Sisoy is Mulu Betchum. He says, Rebbe, I think you made a mistake. It's closer to Sipoiri more than Akko. So therefore, he says, I don't think you should have to say. He says, what are you talking about? Taisus says, the Gemara doesn't read well. Akko's better because half of Akko is from Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, he asks, the Gemara says, you sell your Eved to Tzuria, it should be Yatzel Lecheres from a Kol Shekin. Akko's like Eretz Yisrael Legitin, according to Meir, but not for Avadim. Kol Shekin, Tzuria is farther away. What are you talking about? It's not true. Adarab, Tzuria is better because Kibush Yachat Shmei Kibush, part of Tzuria is Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Lamaisa, Akko, is Lamaisa, is very possible that it's Chutzlar, it's Lamaisa. So on the contrary, Tzuri is better than Akko. How do you build up a Kol Shekin? So because of those two kashas, the Re asked on Rabbeinu Tam, the Re develops the following theory. Let's get it. The Re says it's all a function of centers of Torah. It's all a function of centers of Torah, the borders. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the borders are what? Yeah? According to Rabbeinu Tam, they're based on what? The Mishnah is based on Kibush Ole Bavel. Yes? According to the Re, it all depends on Torah centers. Okay? And it could very well be, according to the Re, there are places in Eretz Yisrael that are not Torah centers. And maybe what? Ashkelon, Rechem, the Cheger could be from Eretz Yisrael. They are from Eretz Yisrael in the Re's perspective. Nevertheless, they still have to say B'fanei Nechta because they're treated like Chutz Lartz. I hope you guys had time to go through it inside. And please do. And if you have kashas, you ask me. You can call me. But that is the theory of the Re. The theory of the Re is, are you close to a Torah center or not? If you are not, you need to say it. Could even be part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Re, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? That's the Chiddush of the Re. We did have it. So how many sheetahs, if I ask you, are the borders? Rabbeinu Tam Ole Bavel. The Re what? Depending on Torah centers. The Rama was a third sheet that it depended on Ole Mitzrayim. That's what we said from the Rama. That it depended on Ole Mitzrayim, which is a, you know, what they captured, Halacha Lamaisa. Could be Rashi might mean that as well, Halacha Lamaisa, okay? Could mean the Rashi might mean that as well, because we basically said that if it captures, then it gives it a shame. You know, Ole Mitzrayim are the Jews that came back from where? From Mitzrayim, the Yoshua led into Eretz Yisrael. They captured something, gives it a shame, Eretz Yisrael. Even though when they were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated, which we'll get to. Okay. So those are the three sheetahs. I want you to get add that Rambam in to that question.
All right, how do we solve it again? According to the closeness of the Torah center is from Akko, because it was in Eretz Yisrael itself.
What did you say?
I'm saying we solved the question saying that it would be some distance to Torah centers.
Yeah, that's why the Gemara reads well. Kfar Sisoy is closer.
Right,
so that's why. That's why it was challenging. You shouldn't say, it's all an issue of distance, the mice. It's all an issue of distance. So theoretically, according to the Re, they're part of Eretz Yisrael, but they're just far away from Torah centers. Okay, please go through it inside. Because, you know, if you go through it inside, you have a kinyan on it. Okay, please, I can't stress more enough. You know, you'll have a kinyan for the rest of your life on it. You know, you did this, a long time, so I didn't do it. Come on, it wasn't that hard, we did it. We worked through it. Okay, that's number, which one?
16.
16, 17. Tazbir at the concept, Musag is a concept, so Kitchi Rishon and Kitchi Shnia. Oh, Kitchi Rishon is when the Jews, Yoshua led them into Eretz Yisrael, that imbued Kedusha, divide and conquer. Once we were exiled, we no longer owned it and conquered it, so therefore the Kedusha evaporated. Kitchi Shnia is when the Jews were brought back by Ezra. That remains forever and ever. Why? Either because Ezra's Mekadosh Bepeh, verbally, and Yoshua was not, like the Rabbis, or Ezra took the Kedusha from the Makom HaMikdash, which is called Kedusha Shechina, and he expanded it to all Eretz Yisrael. That means all the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was Kedusha Shechina, never was Batal, ever. Whereas Kedusha Rishona was based on divide and conquer. Once they were exiled, they lost it. Okay, now that's assuming like the Rambam, that the Kedusha, remember the Mikdash, if you go to the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, you chayav karis if you tell me mace. Remember we said that? You chayav karis. Magen Rambam says we pass like the Rambam. Prime Minister Sharon held like the Raivin. That you, the other parts of Israel have Kedusha, but the Makom HaMikdash does not. He says you're not chayav karis. Now the Miri in Shidum Kibbutz Yeshua says maybe there's an Isser Lav, not a Heter Gomer. But it could be Poshut Shana, the Raivin's Heter Gomer. So how are Chayalim there nowadays? Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, they're making sure that we're not attacked. Okay, that's 17. 18. How are we Mazner in the name of our Rebbe, Agon Rav Aharon Soloveitchik Zatzal? Right, we have said that Rav Aharon Soloveitchik was the younger brother of the Rav Zatzal. He was a Rebbe, he was a Reshiver many years. In 67, he became the Reshiver of Skokie, and he was there 7 years. Then he started his own Yeshiva in Skokie called Brisk. And then, towards the end of his life, he came back to YU and used to go from Chicago, New York, and fly. And a tremendous impression he made on us, such a going. How do we mazur with the Rav Aharon Soloveitchik's pshat at the end of the Tosis? The end of the Tosis mentions an amazing Yerushalmi that says if a guy sends a get, for example, from Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, if you send your Evan, he goes free. You're not allowed to sell your Evan to Chutz Laretz. If you do, he goes free. Why? Why does he go free? Because of Knas. He's no longer living in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, he can't do Trumas and Maisers. So he's not living in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the Tosfos Rid says on Daf Ches Manaf, and the Rashbam says he can't do Mitzvot Bards. It's a terrible thing what you did. So we find him; he goes free. So if you sell like Evan Kanani from Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he goes free. And then Yerushalmi says if you sell from the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko to the Chutz Laretz, you also go free. What on earth is going on? I mean, make up your mind: is it Eretz Yisrael or not? So Tosfos says an amazing thing. It's the theory of relativity before Albert Einstein. Tosfos and Gittin, Beis and Manav had the theory of relativity. What is the theory of relativity? That Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv is much more Eretz Yisrael compared to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko. On the other hand, the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko is much more Eretz Yisrael than the rest of Chutz Laretz. So everything is what? Everything is relative. That's what Tosfos answers. But Rav Aharon said, let's embellish that. So he said an amazing pshat. What did he say? He said there's something called Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There's something that has a title of Eretz Yisrael, there's something that has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv, that has Shem and Kedusha. Kedusha Shnius, Kedusha Laslova. The Eretz Yisrael side of Akko was not captured by the Olei Bavel. It was only captured by the Olei Mitzrayim. That gives it a title only, without Kedusha. But a title that is. There are some halachas that only require a title. Like what? Remember we said? Smicha. Giving smicha to a Talmud has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa. Living in Eretz Yisrael. Being buried in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain halachas that the title only, that the requirement is only the shame. But for the halachas of Trumas and Maestras, you bet your bottom dollar you need shame and Kedusha. So Rav Aharon Zatzal said beautifully, based on the Ramban, Chibas Arts. So Ramban has this line, Chibas, the endearment of the land. The endearment of the land has a title, but not the Kedusha. So if you go from Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv, which has Shem Kedusha, the Eretz Yisrael side, like you're downgrading from Shem Kedusha to only Shem. Then when you go from the Eretz Yisrael side to the Akko side, the Chutz Laretz side, you're going from Shem to zero. That's why you go free in both cases. Please get that, okay? Please get that. Whenever we'll have a Bechin, that's definitely going to be on it, okay? All right. We got that? Beautiful pshat of Rav Aharon Soloveitchik, that's our Rebbe. Okay, what number? That's 18, 19. What is the concept, musag means concept, of ta'aninin? What is ta'aninin? It's funny, because we had that concept before Yontif too. Ta'aninin is from a pasuk in Mishlei, psach pichal ilim, that Bezin are advocates. Bezin are advocates for people that are litigants sometimes. And they will stand up and say, for who? The Gemara says in Gittin, armasech to what daf? Nun chesmanaf, for Yisomim, or Yorshim. They don't know what to say sometimes. Beis Din will advocate for them. And for Lekuchos, buyers, that will have their land ripped away from them because there was a lien on it. And what does Tosfos add on a third? What does Tosfos add on a third one? Nifra Shalom Bafonim. The guy's out of town. The loaf's out of town. The guy's going to they're going to go after his family. So for those three cases, we say Tanin. Tosfos adds the third. The Gemara in Gittin only has the first two. That's what Tanin is. And Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan claims it's a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, the great Gaon, Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spekta, is the name of our yeshiva, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, in the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak, says the concept of Tanin is a din d'oraisa. Even though we pointed out that it's from a pasuk in Mishlei. Usually Divrei Kabbalah is what? Lav k'divrei Torah dar. Achol is Balmor Ribar Tzoloni. Didn't mention in Nach, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, do they have the status of d'oraisa? Most Rishonim say no. But he's claiming that it is, Lamaisa. He's claiming that it is. That's like a svar, you have to say also as well. Okay. Fine. That's the concept of Tanin. That's number what? 19, 20, guys. Number 20. What do we say from Taisa? What did Taisa say on Tanin? Like Abadisha Vidini moments. Taisa says, maybe get Beretz Yisrael. Vimei shalav ayirin. Yiskayim b'chosomov. What does Yiskayim b'chosomov mean? Verify the signatures. What if Yimisha Lavoirin means? If the husband protests? What happens if the husband doesn't protest? Why don't we stand up and do Taninin? Why don't we stand up and do Taninin? Even if the husband did not protest, why doesn't the Bezin stand up and say, we believe this get is forged? Tysus is bothered by that. The bottom Tysus. Why don't we say Taninin? That's what Tysus is bothered by. Why does the Mishnah say only Gavriel Imeshalav Orin? Why do you have to have Orin? Let us do it ourselves and cause the Orin.
Why would you?
Why would you? Because we always look out for the guy that's in trouble. And here the woman, Lamaisa. Why don't we stand up for the woman? Okay, so what does Tysus say? What does Tysus say? Why don't we do Taninin? Mishumiguna. Because of Mishumiguna. Maybe this is the only opportunity she's going to get a get. If you mess up the get, she might not be able to get divorced again. But when it comes to Dine Mominus, we do it by Dine Mominus. For Yisolman, for who else? Lekukos, and for who else? For the lowest out of town. Why do we do that for them? Lo Shavakta Chaye, Lekol, Birya. We never leave life. You won't leave a guy will be cleaned out. I'll go chapter 11. You won't leave life to any creature. You won't have any money. They'll clean them out. So by Mominus, we have no choice but to do Taninin, that it's Mezuyev. And force the guy to Mekayim Shtaros, yes? That's what Tysus writes, plain and simple. We do not do Tanin by the get. Yes? We do not do Tanin by the get. But we do it by Dini Mognus. That's number what? That's number 20. 21. Page 2. Page 2 in Nate's. Very, very good. Very, very good typing. Excellent. Clear, Lamaisa. Excellent. Didn't take you that long, no? Mezakah the Rabbin. The Mishnah says in Avos, Kol Mezakahs Rabbin Ein Chet Bal Yodo. So it says in number 21, the Marm Shif. Marm Shif is amazing. I was just telling it over to Rav Neuberger the other day in the parking lot. The Marm Shif says as follows. He says, I don't understand why Tosfos needs to bring up Mishum Aguna. Why can't he just say, when it comes to Din Mamonis, chapter 11 is an issue. You don't have that chapter 11 issue by the woman. Let me ask you a question. Would the woman want to get divorced with a forged get?
No.
Who's getting messed up in that case? She herself. She'll be Mizana with an she'll be over Eshish, and her kids will be Mamzerim. So why did Tess have to come on to Mishumi Guna? Just let him stop and say that by Mamonis, it's a promise of Akka Chai Kolberi, where you're going to be cleaned out of your bank account, and get you don't have that. There's no concern. Like you're asking, Nate, there's no concern about it. Why would she do that? That's why you don't say Taninin. Why would she want to? You don't have to say for her that it's forged. She wouldn't want to do it anyway. She thinks it's forged, she'll say something, Lamaisa. She won't do it. Lamaisa, why are you like protecting her, Lamaisa? Why do you think this is good, Lamaisa? She never would do it herself. So that's why you don't have the issue of Shavak and Chai Kolberia, that someone's going to get messed up. Because she never would want to get divorced with a forged get. Comes to Maram Shif and says, no. Once we say Tanin by Dini Mamonis, we would say a low plug and apply it to get Isha across the board. If you say Taninin, we'd say it across the board no matter what area, even by get Isha. What's the stopgap? Mishumiguna. Mishumiguna blocks the low plug. That's what Tysus was driving at. Mishumiguna blocks the low plug. That's why he needs to come on to Mishumiguna. And the Maram Shif proves that Tais is working with a low plug, Jonathan. How did he prove it? How did he prove that Tanin and he's working with a low plug? What did he say, Tosus? He got a little dramatic. He said, you know what, I don't want to be so extreme and say we do Tanin and Mezuyif. What do we do? Tanin and what? Instead of Mezuyif, what did he say we do Tanin and? Parua. That we'll say Tanin and then a lova pay back the money. Problem is, says Tosus, by Mechra Matana, Parua is not appropriate, right? Because by a sale and a gift, there's no concept of paying back. Paying back is only by a halva. So Tosus says, you know, I got to go back to what I said. I will be an extreme, and I will say that we do Tanin and Mezuyif. Says the Maram Shif, what are you talking about? Why did Tais make a split? What would be the split? That by Mechra Matana, where you can't say Perua, say Mezuyif. Tanin and Mezuyif. And by Halva, where you can't say Perua, say Tanin and Perua. Make a split. Must be the no. Whatever you say about one area, you got to say about the other. He's working with a low plug, you have to say. You have to say he's working with a low plug. And once he brought up an area where you cannot say what? Perua. You have to say Mezuyif, so I have to say Mezuyif by Mechra Matana, I have to say Mezuyif even by Havah too. That's how he proves that Tais is working with a what low plug. It's a beautiful vor. That's what the Maram Shif wants at time. That answer, bless you, that answer is number 21. 22. What's the Machlokes Balamor and the Ramban Legabi Taninin? Please get it down. Do we do Taninin on an uncommon claim? Do we do Taninin on an uncommon claim? Like Mezuyif is an uncommon claim. Do we do Tanina, an uncommon claim? We said this is a machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban. Please get it. Very fascinating machlokes between the Ramban and the Balamor. The Ramban says we do. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Ramban says we do Tanina on a Taina L'Shchiach, and the Balamor says no way. We do not do a Tanina on an uncommon claim. What do we say it depends upon? The Ramban says we do not do Taninin. We do Taninin on a Tainan that's uncommon, like Nensu. And the Balamor says that we do not. So we said the Rav Shechter Shlita was Masbit to us that you can understand the principle of Taninin in one of two ways. Are they a mouthpiece? They're a mouthpiece for the orphans. They're a mouthpiece for the Lekuchos. They're a mouthpiece for the family, for the Lobos out of town. If they're a mouthpiece, you're only going to say a mouthpiece that's something that's common a guy would say. If it's so uncommon, he wouldn't say it, then he wouldn't say it. That's the shita of who? That's the shita of the Balamor. The Ramban says no, that the notion of Taninin is not a mouthpiece, but what is it? Factors. It's a different chishuvim, different factors that basically must make into account to come up with the psak. And therefore, even though there's something that's an uncommon claim, you got to take it into consideration. You have to take it into consideration. There's a possibility. So if you view Taninin from that perspective, then you would what? Advocate and would say a claim that's uncommon. Okay, that is 22. 23. What are the three cases? Uvdot are cases, Mofia, that appear in the Gemara that are Nafkamus in Rab and Rava. Straight up, guys. Straight up. I want you guys to work on this, that Tais on the bottom. We didn't, maybe another time we do Chazor, we ask questions. So we could have asked a lot of questions on that bottom Tais too, but okay. But I want you to Chazor, maybe we'll do another. Very quickly, Jonathan.
So the one type of claim is forgery. What's the other type of claim again?
Parua, that it was paid back.
Right.
In the Taisis, Parua. Tanina Parua. Okay, I want you to go through that Tais inside. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right, very good. You got to go through it inside these big Taisis. If you have questions, you ask me. Okay, it's such a beautiful feeling when you have an opinion on it. Three cases are as follows. Number one, Asuya Bay Trey. If you hold Lishma, they still must say Bafana Nechavana. If two guys deliver, we don't know if it's Lishma. If you hold Kiyum, you already have two guys there that will verify it. So they don't have to say Bafana Nechavana. If two guys deliver the get, Asuya Beche, two guys, two shluchim. That's one Nafkamin. Number two, Medina, Mersa Yehuda, the Galil. They had a cherem. They were fighting. If you hold Lishma, everyone else knows the dinim, they don't have to say Bafana Nechavana. If you hold Kiyum, yes, you do, because there's no network of transportation. That people are going back and forth looking at people's signatures and they're not familiar with it. So you're going to need to have kiyum and you're going to say b'fanenef. Number three, Osu Medina Siyam. You're in the province in Medina Siyam. Same province. If it comes to Lishma, they don't know Lishma, right, Mazriel? You need to say b'fanenef. But if you hold what? If you hold transportation, it's the same Medina. They're going back and forth. So if they're going back and forth, then there's a Bati Dinim, Tfuyim, and there's the people that are only, they're going back and forth. There's obviously what transportation, and people recognize Sigda is not a problem. So please get those three nafkaminas that appear in the Gemara. Okay, that's 23, 24. What's the machleis Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam and the Chashash of Lishma? Rashi says, plain and simple, they just don't know the dinim. They just don't know Lishma. That's why B'fanei Nechtam needs to be said. Ein Bikin means they don't know. They're not experts. Plain and simple, they don't know. So Tosfos is bothered by, well, why are you only picking on Lishma? There's a lot of other halachas in Gittin they don't know. Many, many, many halachas in Gittin. And don't tell me that Lishma is the most what? The most common, and the other ones are not as common. The Gemara later on, Daf Tesvim Beis, seems to say that they're just as common. Mechubar is just as common as Lishma. So therefore, Tosfos is very bothered by Rashi's approach that Lefishe Mekin Lishma means that they what? That they don't know Lishma. And Rabbeinu Tam develops the following theory, completely the opposite, where he says that what it means, Meir, is that they did not accept the drasha. They were aware of it, but they didn't think it was a correct halacha. They didn't think there was a need for Lishma. It says, because of law Lishma, they had not accepted the drasha. That's what Bikin, the word Bikin means not that they're not experts. They knew it, they didn't accept it. And when the Gemara says later on, it means they accepted it. Not that they learned it. It means that they accepted it. They later on accepted it in Aleph. So it means, Lamaisa, once you say like that, so Tosfos kashas on Rashi fall because it has nothing to do with about not knowing. They knew everything. It's a completely different shot, Lamaisa, and it really goes hard and core to how to translate the word bikin. Does bikin means they're not experts, they don't know the denim, or they didn't accept it? Okay, that answers number 24, 25. What is the meaning of memela shailinim lay? Remember Rashi used that phrase in Bezim and Beis? Okay, couldn't hear you, Mike Mayer. No, memela means consequently. I'm glad he asked me that. Memela shailinim lay. Consequently, we ask. We ask the shliach. Consequently, we ask the shliach, was it written lishma? That's what Rashi says, memela shailinim lay means. Okay? That's the kavan of Rashi. Memela shailinim lay. We ask him, was it written lishma? And he says, in, not ain. In means yes. And he says, yes. So that's what Rashi says, that when he touches l'fisha in mekim lishma, that they don't know, they're amaratzim in chutz l'art, they don't know the dinim. So we have to verify it was written lishma. So Baruch Hashem, in the town where the get came from, in Chutz L'Arz, they knew the dinim. How do I know? He said, B'fanei Nechtam. And we ask him, was it written lishma? And he says, yes. That's number 25, 26. What did Tosfos ask on him, Legabi Memela Shailina? Tosfos asked two kashas. He says, I've never found a Gemara or a Brisa that says you need to ask the shliach, that Bezin is asked, was it written lishma? Where did Rashi get this from? We don't find anywhere that you have to ask this question. We don't find anywhere do we have to ask this question. There's no Gemara, there's no Brisa, number one. Number two, if that's the case, why did the Gemara add a fourth nafkamina? That if you hold Lishma, you have to ask him was it written Lishma. And if you hold Kiyum, you don't have to ask. That would have been another great nafkamina, fourth nafkamina, whether you have to ask. Those are the two kashas that Tosfos asked on Rashi. That's 26. 27. What did we answer for Rashi? Those two kashas. So we said the following. The Beis Aaron and the Birkas Avram said a very beautiful teretz. Birkas Avram Beis Aaron was a great goyin. Of course, all the gedolim from Birkas Avram was a great goyin. Rish Yeshiva in Kol Torah. Many Sfarim has Birkas Avram. I have some of his Sfarim. He also was a great Baal Chesed. I know my Rish Yeshiva's older brother had, his wife was Nifter, I think. And he had a few little kids, and the Birkas Avram raised the kids. Amazing, he took the kids in. So not only being such a goyin, he took in children. Amazing. So the Beis Aaron and the Birkas Avram said Rashi never meant for one moment to say you're mechuyev to ask. Never. He never meant to say you're mechuyev to ask. Kasha, if you don't ask, it's possible. What he meant to say is that mistama they will ask, but if you don't ask, the get is still kosher. That's why you won't find it anywhere in a Gemara or Brisa, because there's no chiyuv to ask. Just mistumah will ask. And that's why it's not an afkamina, because you're not mechuyev to ask. So both those kashas fall down like dominoes, if you say like that. And then we answered even a third kasha with it. What was the third kasha? The kufur kasha was the Tfer Shmuel. Why did the Gemara give an afkamina where the shliach said b'fanei nechtav? But he actually said to us, He came into Beis and says, I don't know if it's written Lishma. He says before I nechtel, I know day I nechtel Lishma. What would, normally would think that'd be a good enough community. According to Rav, it's still good. Kiyum. According to Rav, it's not good. No! The only time it's not good, according to Rav, is when you know for sure it's not. He didn't say he doesn't know for sure. He just doesn't know. So maybe that would not be possible. Maybe that would not be possible. If the shliach doesn't tell you it's written Lishma, we don't say the get's possible. Stomach was written Lishma. He just does happen to not know. So that would answer those kashas. Those three kashas fall like domino. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead. Yes. Oh, you know, are you good? Okay. Fine. You had before. No, you raised your hand, no? Are you, did we answer it? Okay. Or you were just exercising. You're exercising. Okay, good, good, good. All right, what number are we at? What did you say, Jonathan? The other Jonathan, what did you say?
It was a silly comment.
Okay, good, no problem. It's not silly. It's a bedicha, not silly. Okay, that's 27. We did, now we're up to 28. What does the second Lefisha Miklishma say? Whenever I say Hasheni, it means on the Dibra Maskel, Nate, I wrote brackets. You wrote parentheses. I always like brackets. You know why? In learning, I'll tell you why. Because what's the rule we always when we learn? When we read, brackets we read, parentheses we don't read. Remember that? We skipped that. Yes. So I wrote it. It was my fault. I guess I didn't make the brackets clear enough. Okay? So fix that in your thing. It should be brackets. Okay? So what does it mean? What did the second Tais say? So the second Tais said an amazing thing as well. The Gemara later on says if the husband brings the get himself, does he have to say b'fanei nechtov? Yes or no? We have to know this, guys. Come on, let's chazer. When you have free time, open up the top base. You want to know core. You have some free time, just open it up. Friday, open it up. You go into the doctors. We're waiting in the doctors. Take your Gemara. Chazer it over, Lemais. Does the husband who brings the get himself need b'fanei nechtov? No, he does not. Does not. It's a fair shikomar on Haman Alf. Why not? Why is he any different than the Shliach? If you're worried about it wasn't really written Lishma, yes? If you're worried about it, it's not written Lishma, you know what? Just because the Gemara says he's going to hold the get himself, is he going to protest? Yeah, why not? Maybe he didn't know that you needed Lishma. Maybe it was an Amaretz. Then he finds out later, he's learning in Yeshiva, he comes to Yitzhak Chonon, he comes to Wayu, and he learns Gittin. So now he knows about the Din Lishma. It's very possible to say he didn't originally know the Din Lishma, and now he heard about it. So why is the Gemara say categorically he's not going to make himself look bad? It's not that he's not making himself look bad. He's an unlearned guy. So maybe he learns about it now. It's a great kashin. That was Tosis kashin. So what did Reis say? The Reis said the following. I want you to know something. The very end of the Gemara, Gavriel, what does it say? Rolf Bikine, Stam Sifim Mikrami. Anyone who engages in the get does the Din Lishma properly. Yes? There's no doubt. That's what we assume. The whole problem here is what? Laz. The whole problem is Laz. It's going to cause rumors. Let me tell you something. When the husband brings the get himself, he's not even going to cause a Laz. Because you know what? He makes himself look bad. I mean, come on. Everyone who engages in getting, no matter where in the world, hopefully, they're learning. And I want to try to arrange, believe that. We have to try to arrange. Maybe we'll do it with, try to get some other shurim together. That I was sitting next to Binyamin's father last night at the wedding. Binyamin's father is Masader Gittin in the Beis Din. You know, he's dying in the Beis Din Elizabeth. It's Masader a lot of Gittin. Binyamin's father is a great, great Talmud Chacham. And he told me, we were waiting at the chuppah, that you know he would come and speak maybe. Maybe one Sunday we'll gather a few shurim together and we'll speak for about an hour about the things that he's to deal with Gittin on a practical level. I think we should try to do that. So Blin and I said I would try to work on that so we could organize that and talk about different situations. He deals with a lot of pressurized situations, very, very difficult. But it's mezaka klai yisrael, so women won't be stuck as agunas. Also helps the men too as well, and hopefully too that they can continue their lives.
My father-in-law is that there's only like one or two things that like a conservative Jew will do in an Orthodox fashion. Which one of them?
Well,
is
we hope.
This is statistically true. It's like, okay. Is they're going to do something.
Okay, we hope. We hope. Hopefully not just conservative. Hopefully, even the reform when it comes again, because then you have shadows of mamzerus. Unless you rely on what we discussed, the Ramosha, that maybe there was no kosher edim at the original kedusha, but that maybe they were never married. Okay, but lemais. Okay, very good. So the Re says this principle. Please get it that even the husband's not going to make himself look bad. Everyone assumes they don't lishma. It's only a laz. When he brings it himself, he's not going to an hour afterwards say, "Oh, I'm causing a rumor." What? 3 minutes before you didn't have a rumor? Make up your mind. You look like a fool. So we assume that a guy himself does not need to say funny necklace. Even if you say the problem is a laz, it's not going to cause a laz. Okay. What number are we at? That's number what? That was number 28. 29, guys.
He doesn't want to tarnish his own reputation.
Yeah, he's not a joker. 29. Okay, let's move, guys. We got to move. Okay? We're coming to 12:15, went down to Minchin. Okay, 29. What does the Ran say about Legavi Od Nafkamino Fi Rabba? Yes? The Ran says, my Benayo, he says, I'll give you another Nafkamino. What happens, according to, if you say Lefi Rabba is Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, work as Kiyum. You understand what I'm saying? Why do you say Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, according to Rabba? Because of Lishma. But does it also take care of Kiyum according to Rabba? You understand what I'm saying? Does it also take care of Kiyum according to Rabba if you said it? Or does he totally negate it and say, you know what, you better do other Kiyum stars if the Baal protests? Or do we say, once you've done Bafani Nechta, you're done? And that goes back to what you had said before, asked before, Binyamin. If you say Bafani Nechta, we're done. We don't, the Baal's no longer believed anymore. So what I'm saying to you is, when you say Bafani Nechta, would a corner rabbit, it allows you to say it's done Lishma, but does it also say that you've done Kiyum or not? So the Ran and the Turnus Kitten say it works. That once you say Bafani Nechta, you can no longer protest that it's Mezuyev. Chazanish says the same thing. Once we believe the Shlich that it's Lishma, we believe him for everything. Not only that it's Lishma, we also believe that it's not forged. And Rav Nachum Parchovich, okay, you got that? That's 29. Yes? Nay, we'll get to you in a sec, okay? Then 30. Look at 30. So what are Rav Nachum Parchovich with Dykes? I'm very sharp to you. Right? I told you to look at that biography, Just Pshat. Remember Jonathan said he looked at it in the... Did you ever get it out from the library? Just Pshat, I told you.
Get it from the library.
Okay, take a look at it. He was Mechadish, a whole new Derech of learning that was Medayik and Pshatim. And Medayik and Diuk him and Rashi and Tysus. He made a beautiful Diuk from the Mishnah. What was the Diuk? What does it say in the Mishnah? It says, if maybe get Beretz Yisrael, Vimei Shalavor and Yiskayim Mechol Samach. And what happens when what? What happens when you bring a get from Medina Sayyam, Lamaisa? What's the din? Does it say Yiskayim Mechol Samach? What does it say? What do you have to do when it gets delivered in Yisrael? What do you have to say?
Fine,
and you're done. Doesn't say Yiskayim Mechol Samach. So once you say Mechol Samach, it's Kiyum, done. It's done. It's like there's a sixth way to do Kiyum Shtaris. Special takana only for Medina, you know, they're delivering a get from Nisyan, but it's a beautiful Diuk. Isn't that a sharp Diuk? That you see according to the Ran and the Turks getting it to right. Because it doesn't mention Yiskayim Mechol Samach until the end of the Mishnah, it says it maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Misha Lor Yiskayim Mechol Samach. In the earlier part of the Mishnah, when you're delivering a get from Medina Siyam, it never says Yiskayim Mechol Samach. Once you say in front of it, that's the panacea. You're done. Finished. Okay, Nate, go ahead. You got it? Did we answer the Kasha? You had a Kasha. Did we answer it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, 31. Let's go. That was 30. 31. What do we say on Tyson that Bez Ben Rasko Benayi? My Benayi. Tyson brought up another Kasha. Why don't you bring a Nafkamina Molech? Why didn't we bring a Nafkamina Molech? That would have been a great Nafkamina. Why? Plug it in. According to Rabbi, you don't need to say because you're coming from Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi, you need to say because why? Because Kiyum. It's a far off travel from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam. That would have been a great nafkamina, no? Why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina? Because, Lamaisa, why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina? According to what? According to the Rabbanan Basroi, you need the what? Because according to the Rabbanan Basroi, you still need to say Bafani Nechtav. Why? Who are the Rabbanan Basroi? The Chachamim. Why? Because we make a low plug, we make a gzeir. And I shouldn't say low plug, but a gzeir of Molech HaTomevi. We may Molech HaTomevi. Maybe he has to say so Molech does as well. So it's not an afkamina. But according to the Tanakama, Tanakama never says you have to say for Molech. So why don't we give Molech as an afkamina according to the Tanakama? Within the Tanakama. According to Rabbah, you don't have to say. According to Rabbah, you need to say. So what's Tosa's answer? It's included in Nafkamina Medina Leader Israel. Wow. It's included in that Nafkamina. Yudu Golo is just like Molech. Beautiful. Yes, according to Tanakhama, it would have been a Nafkamina, right? So why is it not mentioned? It is mentioned. It's included in Medina Medina Beretz Israel. Medina Leader Israel is like Molech, Nate, because it's a far off from one another, right? Yudu and Golo were fighting, so it's like a far off, but it originated from Israel, so this is Shema. And then Tosa concludes, what about Makuyim? What about Get Makuyim? Let's say a guy brought a Get Makuyim that's already certified. It already was authenticated. Why is that not a Nafkamina? According to Rabbi, you still need to say it, because you don't know if it's done Lishma. According to Rabbi, you're done. Yes? That would have been a great Nafkamina. Why not? What's the answer? It's included in Asiyah Beitrei. It's included in Asiyah Beitrei. So basically, we have three Nafkaminas in Gemara. If I'm not mistaken, we We just went through three or four other cases that should have been listed as nafkaminas. Was it four? Number one, asking. Number two, what? What'd you say? Yeah, number two, excellent, Nate. Excellent. First, so about if you didn't know. Number three, what? Number three, molech. According to Tanakhama, number four, get makuyim. So we're asking four other kids could have been nafkaminas. Is that clock on time?
Yeah.
Exactly 12:15?
Yeah.
15? Okay, let's stop here, guys. We got up to, you want to finish, we'll finish up the beginning of Shir tomorrow, last four questions, then we got to go fight. 132?